This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 and joy.org.au/listen live. Get your friends to tune in, or you can have a listen to us via the Joy 94.9 iPhone app, smartphone app to be more politically correct. And we've had a bit of an SMS that's come through via that app that says, wow, Korean song, I am on the train in Korea listening to Joy 94.9 via the iPhone. Yay! Woo. So you say who you are. We want to know your name. So we're going to do a bit of an Annyeong Haseyo. Okay. Something like that. Kane will do better.
Your English accent then sounded like Malaysian or something. So it's like you're saying Korean and then having an English Malaysian accent.
It comes in and out. And anyway, who'd we hear from,
so
Kane?
That was So-in-guk with Time Machine featuring Swings.
Awesome. Thanks. Simple as
no
that.
Problem. Asian pop experiment. Asian pop experiment. Joy 94.9.
Got a very special guest on the line right now. He's a local, well, he's involved in promoting and music and this and that. He brought Dion out, who, of course, we've had a chat to, Sydney artist originally from Malaysia. He came out for a concert last year. He was involved in that, but this week he's putting on a vegan festival. Who are we talking to, Kane? We are talking to
Mike. Oh, that was a bit weird. Sound like my voice is breaking. Mike.
Hey, guys.
How are you going?
Good.
What's up?
So tell us a little bit about your own background. Where did you get started with music?
I think just growing up, watching Rage.
Oh, Rage.
Yeah, I loved my music.
Did you get a chance to watch the original, the recent 25-year anniversary for Rage? It was last weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? I've been so busy organising the festival, I haven't seen any TV.
So what are you involved in mostly? Promotion of events and artists, or a bit of DJing? Yeah.
You know, I think I've been too busy organising the festival to be promoting myself. But I think maybe after the festival, I'd like to get back into DJing and music production.
Very cool. Well, we'll have to have a bit of a talk about that next time, because we are very interested and we don't want to fob you off, but we've got to get into this.
What?
Fob him off, like push him aside.
How do you spell that?
It doesn't matter how I spell that.
It sounds really dirty.
Okay.
No, that's not
Mike. Mike, you grew up in Australia. You know what I mean by fob you off, right? Okay, Kane clearly didn't grow up in Australia.
No.
He's Korean. Anyway, we want to talk about the vegan festival and why it's basically why you're getting it off the ground. So when did you yourself become a vegan?
I became vegan just only in February.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, just watching some videos of how animals being slaughtered and treated.
Right.
It just really made me cry. And I've always been compassionate towards animals. And I thought that wasn't enough to still be eating it. And so I made that commitment for myself and make that stand.
Sure. So you didn't even have a bridging period of being, you know, a meat eater to vegetarian to vegan, right? You just went for it.
I actually did. I was vegetarian for 1 month.
Okay.
Like in January. So that was the bridge. And I just thought that was enough. And I had to make the full commitment.
Has it been a hard choice for you to make?
Initially, it was a hard choice in the transition. But it's the best thing I've done for myself.
Wow.
The best thing for the world, yeah.
What's the hardest thing been to give up for you in the process?
I think it's more just a shift in thinking than food, because it's really expanded my whole way of thinking and the world. Just being connected with all the other vegans, they're so creative and so passionate and compassionate people.
Yeah.
That I feel really privileged that I've made this change.
Mike, when I went vegetarian about 5 years ago, I didn't go so well when I first started off. I was doing stupid things like going to the food court during lunch and getting cheeseburgers without the meat, which really wasn't a very healthy choice to make. And I just didn't make enough effort to find out what other different foods were there. And I think maybe part of that was growing up in the suburbs. It's not as easy to go veg or vegan. I mean, have you found out some pretty adventurous food yourself since going vegan?
I met a beautiful girl that's vegan, and she's helped me, cook and make all these wonderful dishes. I'm really fortunate.
So what's your
transition easy as well?
What's your favorite dish?
I've got so many that she's made, but also, you know, like all the normal dishes that I've been used to eating, like, you know, Asian food and, like, you know, Afghan, it can all be made into a vegan dish.
Yeah, sure.
Even fast food or anything. Like, it doesn't, you know, vegan doesn't mean it's bland or boring. It's actually more exciting and more creative than...
Yeah, it gives you a reason to think outside the square, really, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So the I Love Vegans Festival kicks off this Saturday and Sunday. What was your motivation for that? Just sharing the love and getting the word out there, informing people like you've been informed?
That's right, yeah, just sharing the positive about being vegan, like, you know, whether it be health, environmental, you know, especially for the animals.
Sure.
Spiritually and also, you know, possibly economically for people who are thinking about their pocket.
What can we expect from the day of festivities or the 2 days?
There'll be a bit of, you know, yoga. Melissa, you want to join in as well?
Fashion parade, cooking and raw food demos, live music, entertainment for the children.
I see you guys have everything covered, right?
That's right. Well, that's the whole aim. Like, inform everyone about, like, the health and nutrition side as well. Like,
yeah.
Well, so, along.
How can we find out more information on the festival? Is there a website or a Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ILL, which is love, and then V, vegan. Facebook.com, I love vegan.
Awesome. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, the both of you. And and make sure you post that information on our Facebook page so our listeners can go and check it out now.
Okay, I've done that. I've actually said, I can't wait to be on the radio show.
Well, make sure you show everyone the podcast when it's over. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the festival.
We look forward to it very much. I'll be there bright and early on Saturday. You are on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.